now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Back on the show this week, Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com talks spy movies and TV. This week, looking at The Saint in honor of the late, great Roger Moore. Speaking of passings, we lost Adam West of Batman fame last weekend. For some reason, we always seem to lose these famous people just after I produce the show. So, it's just the way it is, I guess. Anyway, we'll bring you that information this week on the show and some swank advice on thinking before you speak. Right now, Tiki Lights, one from their brand new album, which is just around the corner. We'll bring you some more details next week, a new EP coming your way. And this is Swankology on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation Spy-Fi Man from Uncle. As we talk the spies this week.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. Today we pay tribute to Sir Roger Moore, famous for his roles in The Saint, The Persuaders, and of course, in James Bond. I grew up with The Saint, and I really looked up to Roger Moore. He brought a roguish charm to the role, often raising an eyebrow to the camera and inviting us into that deliciously decadent world of 1960s jet-setters. He was super cool as a modern-day Robin Hood, a gentleman thief, spy adventurer, and his world was filled with gorgeous actresses and great locations. The first time I saw James Bond on the big screen was a Roger Moore film. His stories may have been lighter, even humorous, but one always got the sense that he was inviting the viewer to be part of the fun, to enjoy the adventure, and importantly to a youngster, to trust that he would bring us home safely at the end. Many mention how Roger Moore was by nature self-deprecating, warm, and fun-loving. No matter the roles he played, his natural charm and good nature always shined through. In honor of Roger Moore, here's an interesting cover version of The Saint by Edwin Astley. Much like the Eurospy scene, which turned out movies based on the success of Bond, there was a thriving music scene in the Caribbean in the 1960s, where popular spy properties were adapted for ska, rocksteady, and for the poor man's newspaper, Calypso. Many of the titles were even recorded on Island Records, owned by Chris Blackwell, who was the son of Ian Fleming's lover Blanche, and who also was responsible for the Jamaican music in Dr. No. I've posted many songs on Spy Vibe from this island scene, and it was especially fun to see modern-day musicians carry on the tradition during the ska revival in the 1980s and beyond. So here's a cover of The Saint by the group Lions Club, who recorded it for the ska label Pork Pie out of Berlin in 2003. I think it really captures the spy vibe of the islands in the 1960s and honors the memory of Roger Moore. Thank you. see you back here on the Spy Vibe Music Lair on Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Sei wie Tier ist 007 und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
It's a blast!
Check out the new website, www.cocktailnation.net.
Hey, how's it going? This is Ricky Derrick.
Aloha. This is Andy Nazel of Tiki Joe's Ocean.
From Waikiki Beach, this is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs.
Hi, this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy 5.
Hey, everybody. This is Marty Lush, and when I'm drinking, which is often, I'm listening to Cocktail Nation.
Combination with Janis Waller Group and Lenny's Pennies, Desmond Quartet before that, and Take Five and the Secret Agents with the James Bond theme. Also played Stereophonic, Space Sound Unlimited, and Robotech. Well, this week in the Cocktail Nation magazine, got some great stories for you to check out. And it's a free retro magazine. You might like to check it out and perhaps share it around to friends that you know might be interested in some retro information. It's a Flipboard magazine. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. But it is simply called Cocktail Nation Magazine Lounge Life. The Canadian inventor of the Hawaiian pizza passed away. Sam Panopoulos passed away at the age of 83. Who would have thought? A Greek who lived in Canada invented the Hawaiian pizza. It's a true story. Also, Roger Smith of 77 Sunset Strip fame has passed away at the age of 84. He always claimed that he got the role of being a detective simply because he didn't look like one. And some good news that Hollywood's legendary Formosa Cafe is getting a full restoration. Those stories and a lot more, simply click on the website, cocktailnation.net. Follow links to the Cocktail Nation magazine. Here's Ann Phillips and Lonelyville.
www.cocktailnation.net. That's it.
Nation, voodoo organist and Detroitist Gary Peacock before that, When I Fall in Love. It's a Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper. Going to be looking at the life of Adam West, who recently passed away. Plus our World of Swank gig guide coming up.
Swank, 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
I've got some swank advice for you in my free ebook, which you'll find in the Apple iBooks store, simply called Swank Advice, about speaking before you think. It's a bad habit that can get you into a whole lot of trouble and hurt you in some of the most important areas of your life, relationships, career, your personal life. Your speech really does shape your life, and time again, you find yourself in situations where the outcome depends on what you say and how you say it. I think the key is less is more. And take your time. Anyway, check out this story I've got up on my Swank Advice book. It's free, which is fantastic. Maybe you can present yourself as being thoughtful, careful, and certainly not hurtful. All right, let's take a look at the World of Swank gig guide now for Pastime, albumclocks.com. Coming up June 22, Oana Luau at the Lake. Tiki Oasis, August 10, and Tiki Day coming up, Disneyland. And that's on October the 1st. I regularly update the World of Swank gig guide via my website, cocktailnation.net, so you're going to find a lot more events put up there during the week, so do check it out today. And speaking of the website, brand new refit of the website, so check out the new website today. New style, a bit clearer perhaps, removed a few things, added a few things, so check it out today. Website, cocktailnation.net. Here's Christopher de Groot now, Gunshot Cha-Cha-Cha.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation, music for your bachelor pad.
With Creepzotica and the Five Bottles Mumbo. Well, over the weekend, the passing of Adam West, the man who played Batman.
Shall I steal your voice or end your life?
Whichever you decide, I'm sure it'll be the wrong choice.
I saw this news. I was actually on vacation and we had a long weekend here in Sydney. And I'm sad to see the news because, to me, Adam West was my childhood Batman. Now, I was seeing it in the mid-1970s. It was in rerun stage at that stage, but it was the only Batman that I knew. There was no new Batman movie or anything like that. And I remember as a kid going to it was like an Easter-type show that they'd have every single year and buying the Batman bag, which, once again, they still made because it was such a big TV show at around about 5:30 after you finished school. and getting the Batman bag, you know, Batman mask and Batman utility belt and Batman cape. The cape would never last as long as the mask did. It ended up ripping, but you have to replace, I suppose, with the towel, something like that. Loved dressing up as a Batman as a little kid. Although, I did actually enjoy playing the role of Bruce Wayne in my mind a little bit more. Probably indication of things to come, I suppose. But, yeah, to me, he was my childhood Batman. It only ran three seasons, 66 to 68, on the ABC network, but boy, oh boy, it was rerun and rerun and rerun. Live-action Batman show starring Adam West along with Burt Ward as his sidekick, Robin, the colourful villains. Of course, it was inspired by the long-running comic book series. Sadly, Adam West really wrestled with the roles that continued to haunt him when it came to trying to get other roles for years after. It wasn't until probably in recent times that he actually came to appreciate the role.
You know, I think that any actor who's done something that's become notable is probably pretty happy about it. And, you know, we work very hard with the thing. And it's 50 years ago we started. So I'm very grateful.
And the cool thing is that Batman, the Adam West Batman, has stayed on in our minds as the Batman. And in recent years, he really has worked himself into popular culture. Here's one from The Big Bang Theory, why Adam West will always be the best man, as explained by Adam West.
Are you crazy? How can you put Michael Keaton in front of Christian Bale?
Oh, please. Even my poodles know Bale's overrated.
Thank you. That's why I say Keaton's number one. He brought a sense of humor to the role.
Well, if you're going to factor in a sense of humor, well, I should be at the top of the list. It should be me, Keaton, Kilmer, Lego, Bale, and that pretty boy Clooney.
Really? You're ahead of Bale? The man who personified the words, I'm Batman.
I never had to say I'm Batman. I showed up. People knew I was Batman. Everywhere I went on the TV show, mall openings, Julie Newmar's bungalow.
I'm sold. You're ahead of Bale.
There's another reason I should be higher on the list. All those other guys had muscles built in their costumes. All I had in my bat suit was 100% grade A West.
There you go, the late great Adam West, my favorite Batman. Piero Piccioni now, and keep running on the Cocktail Nation.
Sweetheart.
I have a surprise for you.
Another one?
There's a man in the phone booth behind you.
Terrific.
Cocktonation with James Spencer and Shanghai Tragedy. That's from his latest album, Exotica, the Cocktail Piano Hour, as part of a series of piano albums. And I know another one's coming up real soon. Next week on the show, Darren Long, good friend of the Cocktonation, stopping by to unveil his brand new album with the Tiki Delights. Looking forward to that. Can leave with Johnny Mandel and The Last Mile. Stay here.